It had been a long weekend, and all I wanted was a cup of decaf coffee to keep me company as I drove home. Now, once I spotted those golden arches, I knew that my taste buds would soon be satisfied. But the young lady behind the counter, however, was apparently having a bad day and did not share the enthusiasm for the sacred bean. Well, before placing my order, I kindly asked, "Is the decaf fresh?" Well, she gave me a half shrug as if she didn't know and really didn't care. Now, flashing my best Jesus smile, I said, "Would it be possible to make a fresh pot?" And with some sort of smart-aleck grunt, she said, "Well, it'll take me a few minutes." Well, my smile quickly faded right along with my Christ-like attitude, which in turn gave my flesh an opportunity to rise to the occasion. "Never mind, then," I said, as I quickly turned and walked out the door. Now, I didn't get very far down the road before the Holy Spirit began to speak. His voice wasn't audible, but I heard him nonetheless. He said, "Why did you act that way? You just spoke to a group of ladies about the importance of representing me no matter where they are. And then you speak to someone that you don't even know with total disrespect. And you have no clue as to what that young lady is facing today." Well, conviction flooded my soul and I began to repent. However, the Lord wasn't finished yet and the conversation continued. He said, "I want you to turn this car around. Go back and apologize to her." "But Lord," I argued, "I've already repented. Isn't that enough? Besides, it's a long way back there." But with the guilt weighing heavily on my shoulders, he persisted. Now, I've disappointed my Lord so many times in this life, and I want to be obedient. So I turned around, and I must admit, that was one of the longest 5 miles I have ever driven. You know, Ephesians says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Now, it was very clear that I had indeed grieved the Holy Spirit with my tongue and actions. And now, because He has shown me mercy and grace, it was my turn to do the same. Well, as I stepped up to the counter, the young lady looked at me with a hardened suspicion. But who could blame her? I certainly couldn't. So praying as I began, I said, "Ma'am, I am so sorry for the way I spoke to you a while ago. I had no right. Will you please forgive me? And I also need you to know that Jesus loves you. And no matter what you're going through, He cares." Well, fighting back tears, she accepted my apology and simply said, "Thank you." Now, with others waiting behind me to place their order, our conversation was quick and to the point. However, it was evident that the Holy Spirit had done a work in both of us that day. But before I stepped away, I asked one more question. I said, "Could you please make me a fresh pot of decaf?" With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.